This is Frank Jones welcoming you to our Columbia Recording Studios in Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm delighted to welcome a great friend and one of Columbia's exciting recording stars, Ray Price.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning.
For the Good Times, a great record, Ray Price. Ray, how are you?
Fine, Frank. It's kind of like old home way.
It sure is. Ray, during the next few moments, we'd like to discuss your recording career and perhaps listen to a few excerpts from some of the exciting albums that have resulted from this career. A career that I believe originally started in Texas. Is that right?
That's right. It started in Texas, Frank, and I believe with Columbia Records in the year of 1950.
Well, Ray, since you've enjoyed such a colorful recording career over the years, do you notice any great difference in your singing the songs of today as, let's say, you might have when you first started recording?
I think what has happened through the years of work that I've done in performing and recording, Frank, I think I've always tried to improve myself each song that I sing from night to night. In fact, I'm never satisfied with my performance. I feel like that what's happening is like an astute student of, we'll say, of the theater. After he becomes what they call a seasoned performer, he learns how to read the part that he has, or I would say that I've tried to sing as natural as I can. I think the problem with most singers is that they try to be unnatural with it, and if they can do it naturally, if they're sold on it, the song I'm talking about,
right,
then they can do the best job on it. And of course, needless to say, I love my work immensely, and I want to sing for as many people as I can. That's the primary objective.
Ray, in saying you love your work, I think that would really be an understatement. Having had the opportunity in the past to work with you, I can safely say that the dedication and the hard work put forth by you in your performances is nothing less than tremendous. And I think a good example is in the performance of this song from your Burning Memories album. Let's listen to an excerpt of Make the World Go Away.
Get it off of my shoulders.
Say the things you used to say.
And make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just tell me you still love me. And make the world go away.
Make the world go away.
Just get it off my shoulder.
Ray, I've heard it said that some performers are in the unfortunate position that as time goes by, the voice wanes somewhat or perhaps gets a little weak, and yet, in your case, it seems to be just the opposite. Your voice comes on stronger, clearer, even in comparison with records made earlier in your career.
It's funny you said that. A disc jockey asked me the other day, says, why don't you sing like you did in 1956? And I said, well, first of all, I can't. And second of all, I think I've improved my voice enough that I don't want to sing like I did in 56.
Since you began recording with us at Columbia, Ray, you've made several great albums. Far too many, of course, to mention right now. However, there are some that do come to mind. Your great Nightlife album. Now, that, of course, was inspired by the tremendous song of the same name that you did. And, of course, your Greatest Hits album, which is a compilation of the fine songs that you've made hits over the years. But you know, there's one particular album that I must admit is a favorite of mine. It's entitled, She Wears My Ring. And Ray, I'd like to play an excerpt of a beautiful song that I'm sure will be long remembered with your treatment by the time I get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all.